Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch of Potato Sports Show for our coverage of Texas high school basketball as your Rowlett Eagles are at home to take on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. Live from Rowlett High School in Rowlett, Texas, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network.
Rowlett Eagles Boys Basketball is being brought to you by ACG Medical Supply, Chang Lee's Taekwondo, CC's Pizza of Rowlett, Brindle's Bakery and Cupcake Couture, Farmers Insurance, Trey Tenney's Office, Rockwall Community Playhouse, Stop on the Dime Mobile Break Service, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Anytime Fitness of Rowlett, Sparkle the Cleaning Service, and Spirit Outfitters. All right, happy Friday to everybody. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, bringing you live coverage of the Rowlett Eagles boys basketball team. Hello, everybody. It's Friday night, and it's one of those nights where you get primed to get ready for high school sports here in America, as Friday night is a traditional night for basketball across this country. It's no different here in Rowlett, as the Rowlett Eagles are taking on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets live from Rowlett High School, as we'll be bringing you our coverage here at tip-off at 7:30. The evening is set for a revenge type of game. It's also set for maybe it could be the same thing that happened just not very long ago, like on New Year's Eve, or it could be just one of those games where it's going to be hard-nosed and everything else. So let me give you an idea of what happened. Last time the Rowlett Eagles took on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets, coverage happened here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, but it was a game that we were not scheduled to bring. It was a...
Okay, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. The game started early, folks, so a half hour ago. No girls basketball. 5 minutes, 14 seconds left to go here in the first. Your Rowlett Eagles are down 2-0 with a shot from the Yellow Jackets grand staff. So I just wanted to give you that update. 5 minutes left to go. Callaway puts up a shot. Bounce, no good. Rebound's going to come down to Galloway. And Galloway's going to bring up the ball for the Yellow Jackets. It's 2-0 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. As they move the ball around, they get the ball over to B. Sitting there. It's going to be guarded by Callaway. They tried to feed underneath the basket to Williams. That did not work. And so the Rowlett Eagles now are going to handle the ball. Sorry about the lateness. The girls did not play. They usually have a girls game, and they did not, and they started about 5 minutes early before our pregame show is usually set up, so I wasn't even set and ready to go. Now, Powell with the ball, kicks it out to Warren. Warren now to Taylor, and they're going to get Taylor for a travel as he went in to take the shot. Let me give you an idea who is out on the court. Wally Mentor, Taylor, as well as Warren and Oliver Powell out on the basketball court for your Rowlett Eagles. So we'll keep you up to date with some of the other stuff that's going on, as bringing the ball down the court for the Yellow Jackets is going to be Smith. Smith feeds it underneath to Galloway, and Galloway puts it off the glass, and it's 4-0 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets moving the ball around really good, but here come the Eagles. Callaway with the ball. He's going to go ahead and drive right side base, and he's going to be fouled as he goes down the right-hand side of the lane. See who they're going to give the foul to. So the foul is going to go to, looks like, well, let's see if they put it up there. All right, so foul's going to go to Williams. That's going to be his first. At the line is Callaway. Callaway averaging 22.3 points a game for your Eagles, and he's on the board. It's 4-1, 4 minutes, 4 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. And now, Eagles going to try to bring it down to two, and they do. So, 4-2 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. Kalawali on the board with two. It's bringing the ball down to Smith. Smith handling the ball. He's going to pitch it, and they're going to say he's going to be fouled. They're going to give the foul on Taylor with a hand check. So the Yellow Jackets will handle the ball out of bounds for your Rowlett Eagles. Smith trying to find the open man. He does. Put up a shot up off the back door. No good. Rebound comes down to the Eagles and Taylor. Taylor's pushing up the Mentor. Mentor to Barry Hills. Checked into the game. Mentor back to Kalawali in three-point land. He's looking to the right-hand side. And he's bouncing the ball and trying to find the open man. Gets it to Powell. Powell drives the paint. Kicks it out to Kalawali. Three-point land. He moves and moves into the face. Puts up the shot. No good. Taylor on the rebound. No good on the follow. And it comes down to Galloway. Galloway's going to push the ball up to the court on the left-hand side. He's going to put up the shot. He's going to be fouled as he's going to go there. They're going to give it up Barry Hill. Barry Hill caught him on the arm as he was going by. No, they're going to give that one to Mentor. So Mentor gets the foul. That's his first. And the Yellow Jackets handle the ball underneath their own basket. They move the ball around back out to the top. Handling the ball there is B. B kicks it over to the left-hand side to Williams. Williams thinking about driving. He backs out. Now kicking out to the top to Galloway. Now Galloway gets that out, and the ball stolen by Kalawali. Going the other way on the fast break. He tries to lay it off the left-hand side. Gets the foul as well as it bounces off the backboard. So he drains the fast break play off the backboard. 3 minutes, 5 seconds left to go. It's tied up at four as Kalawali is going to be going to the line, and he's going to shoot two for your Rowlett Eagles. And the first one's up and is good. He finishes shooting one because he completed the three-point play. All right, 3 minutes, 3 seconds. Your Eagles up 5-4, bringing the ball up quick as Smith. Smith's going to back it off as he's being guarded there by Taylor. And he kicks it over to the left-hand side, gets it to B. B now, bouncing it on the left. He's going to go down to the baseline. Now back out to the top to Galloway. Galloway tries to get it to the big man Shoemaker. Shoemaker, nice backdoor on off the backboard for B is good. Backdoor underneath the basket. And now the Yellow Jackets have taken a 6-5 lead. 2 minutes, 34 seconds left to go in the game. Kalawali with the ball. He drives it, gives it to Powell. Off the backboard and gone. And he also gets the points. Oliver Powell, averaging 11.7 points a game for your Rowlett Eagles. And he's going to go to the line, and he's going to try to complete the three-point play, just like Kalawali did. Your Eagles are up 7-6 right now. Oliver Powell, he's averaging 11.7 points a game for your Rowlett Eagles. And he's scored 118 points out on the season. Misses the three-point play. However, he did get the basket, and your Eagles still up 7-6. 2:22 left to go as Castile over to the left. Now gets the ball over to Bosch. Bosch has checked in. Now back over there, trying to get it out there and getting it set. It's the Shoemaker. Shoemaker out to the top. Now getting it to Castile. Castile tries the spin move and kicks it back out to Broach. Broach drives the paint, and he's going to draw the foul as well. Well, now they're going to call a charge. They're going to take the points away from Broach. And now they're saying he was walking. That's what it is. They're a walking charge. All right, so the Eagles are going to push the ball down the court, and Johnson is going to foul Mentor as he brings it down the court. Little handshake. Check foul there. Now we're all set here as we had a little problem getting started here on the Couch Potato Sports Show with your coverage of the Rowlett Eagles. Mentor with the ball. Mentor going over to the left, now to the right, and he's going to back on out as the Eagles now. Mentor trying to find the open man. He gets it to Taylor. Now to Kalawali in three-point land over on the left-hand side of the lane. Now he's going to back it out, looking for the pick for foul. Now he tries the paint, kicks out to Barry Hill. Three-pointer up, good! How about Barry Hill with brain in the three? Here come the Yellow Jackets, and Broach going to try it again. This time he lays it off the glass, and it's good. Now he gets to go to the line. It is 10-8 in favor of the Rowlett Eagles. They're going to try to complete the three-point play. Barry Hill's going to come out. Gromley's checking in for your Rowlett Eagles. And at the line is Broach. Broach is a 5'10 guard. He's a senior for this squad. He's the shorter one of them all. Misses it. Rebound comes down to Gromley. And Gromley's going to get it out to Mentor. Here comes the press from the Yellow Jackets. Mentor pushing the ball up the court. Gives it to Powell near baseline. Now back up to Kalawali at the top. Kalawali going to step back. He's going to think about this one. And he's going to bounce the ball. And he wants to go left now as he is being pestered there by the Yellow Jackets. Looking for the pick, too. Kicks it out to Gromley with the three-pointer. It's good. And he gets the three-point play. Evan Gromley going to go to the line. Gets the foul in three-point land. 1:06 left to go in the first. 13-8 in favor of your Eagles. We have not seen Brandstaff out on the basketball court. And I said that Brandstaff had the point earlier, and it wasn't. It was Williams who had the point. And the shot went up for the third time for the three-point play. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to go off the Yellow Jackets. So the Eagles going to maintain possession of the ball. Getting the 3-point, missing the 4-point. Now Kalawali squares three. No good. Rebound's going to come down to the Yellow Jackets, and it's going to be handled there by Smith. Now they get the ball into Broach. Broach, he's going to drive the paint. He kicks it to the other side, gets it over to Kendrick. Kendrick drives the paint on Powell, puts up the shot. No good. Rebound big. Comes down to Gromley, and he kicks it out to Mentor. Now Mentor going to push the ball up the court. Kalawali, three-point line left in. He feeds Powell under the basket. Spin move off the backboard. Draws the foul as he couldn't get the ball to come in, but he will go to the line and shoot two as Kindred fouled him. Your Eagles are up 13-8 with 35 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. No breaks as of yet. As Powell puts up the first one, that one rims out, no good. Oliver Powell is averaging 56% shooting for your Rowlett Eagles. So he's going to try to get the other one. Eagles up 13-8, and it's good. So Powell, 3 points on the evening. And there's some substitutions. Gromley, Kalawali, Mentor, and checking in is Bell as well. Is Trent Herbert for the Rowlett Eagles, and they tried to get the end down the ball. Yellow Jackets are going left to right on your internet radio dial. Tried to get the ball in. He kicked it off Gromley's foot, and they maintain possession. Now Gromley steals the inbounder, and he's going to travel after he got the ball. 32 seconds left to go here. 14-8 in favor of the Eagles, so Gromley is going to be up on top of this as well as the Eagles are putting on the full court press. They get the ball inbounded to Smith. Now Smith gets the ball stolen from him by Mentor. And let's see, are they going to call the foul on? All right, so they're going to give the foul on your Rowlett Eagles. And that's going to go against Gromley. And there's going to be substitutions out on the court. Gromley's going to check out. Warren's going to check in. So Herbert's going to be on the inbounder as the Eagles are looking to put on that full court press and trying to get the ball in. Smith, they get the ball in and finally get it over to Castile. Now they get it back over to the other side to Smith. Now they're going to set up the play at the top there with Castile. Castile's going to be looking it over. He kicks it to the right-hand side, gets it to Lewis. Lewis now tries to get it back up to the top, and Broach on the right-hand side was going to go baseline, but kicked it out back up to the top to Smith. Now Smith puts up the shot. No good. Rebound's going to come down, followed by number 23, Lewis. No good. Rebound comes to Herbert, and they're going to run out of time here in this first quarter as your Rowlett Eagles are up 14-8 after the first with a breakout on the court. We're going to take that same break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and your Rowlett Eagles radio network will be right back.
Hey, y'all, it's Justin at Anytime Fitness Rowlett, and I got my buddy
Brandon Jenkins, Member Experience Manager.
If you're looking for a gym with 24-hour access that is interested in helping you become a better you, and
anytime accountability, so you don't slip between the cracks.
Come see us at Anytime Fitness Rowlett, located at
Doll Rock and 66 in Rowlett, Texas.
We'll see you here soon.
YouTube, Anytime Fitness Rowlett, see what we're all about. And you can reach us at 972-475-7575.
That for Shoemaker. Now Shoemaker to Smith with the three-pointer. They give Smith the three-pointer. So Smith on the board. Court. On the ground. Yellow. The Eagles now. Callawally with the right hand side. Pestered there by B. Game. Right hand side is. And the Eagles get the ball on the turnover. So now the Eagles get the opportunity now to keep up on top of this Yellow Jacket team as they put on a full court press and handling the ball as Taylor's checked in. He takes a shot at the free throw line. Bounces around, no good. Rebound's going to come down to the Yellow Jackets. And trying to fight for the ball. So substitutions. Wesley's checking in here for Castile. And they inbounded. Smith. And it comes. Here in this first half. The Mints are going to look this one over. We're going to take that same break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We will be right back.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Brendel's Bakery and Cupcake Couture. Whether it's cupcakes, cookies, cake balls, or a custom cake, it's their honor and privilege to be a part of your celebration. They have custom cakes for any occasion, and they're also Garland ISD approved. So give them a call at 972-475-2253 or check out their website at www.brindlescakes.com or stop by their store just south of Rowlett Road and the 66 across from the post office. There's always something to celebrate at Brindle's.
Back at 6 left to go here in this first quarter. And handling the ball there is the therefore, move it out. And get the mentor. Shot.
Yep, timeout out on the court. Set the timeout on the court. And if there's a timeout here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, we'll be right back.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Chang Lee's Taekwondo in Rowlett. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, our mission is to spread the art of Taekwondo to everyone who's willing to learn with an open mind and train with enthusiasm. Our goal is to instill you a healthy lifestyle with a disciplined mind and body. At our school, we strive to provide a professional, warm, welcoming, and educational environment for all, and you will learn and advance at your own pace. That's at Chang Lee's Taekwondo, located at 2212 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 100 in Rowlett, or give them a call at 963-506-4483, or check them out on the web at www.mychanglees.com.
Shot and it's good. He was near the free throw line. He's got 4 on the evening. Eagles come back quick. Now a point shot up by Williams from 15. It's good. So the Eagles are pushing the ball back up. This is a fast paced game. You gotta love it. Give the ball to Powell. He was gonna pop it and he gets it to Taylor, who almost loses it. He's right. And your Rowlett Eagles radio network will be right back.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
And we are back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Possession of the ball and bring. So now they're going to go to the line. Hey, guys, could I have you move down here so I can see? Thank you very much. The shot's going to go up and is no good. Rebound's going to come down to the Yellow Jackets. Shot up there by Shoemaker. No good. The rebound comes down to the Eagles and Taylor. Now Taylor with the ball. Kicks it to Kalawali. Kalawali's going to be pressured there. Now he's going to find Warren open. Warren finds Powell under the basket. Good. How about Oliver Powell? He is up there and putting up the shot there. Handling the ball. And they goes to the ground. And let's see. They're going to say the Yellow Jackets have the ball. 35 seconds left to go. Eagles up 31-21 in favor of the Eagles as they get it all set and ready to go. They get the ball to Broach. Now Broach gets it up to the top. Now they're going to feed underneath the basket on the fast break. Schumacher shot blocked. Now they feed Lewis. Lewis misses it, and then Schumacher follows that one up. 31-30 in favor of the Eagles. Now they're going to slow it down. 16 seconds. They're going to play for the last shot. It is now down to 11 seconds. Warren gets it over to Berryhill. Berryhill back out to the top to Kalawali. Kalawali looking on the right-hand side, trying to get the pick. He gets it. Pulls up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound's going to come down, and that's going to do it here in the first half as your Eagles have a 31-30 lead. We're going to go into halftime here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network. We'll be right back here. Let me get you the file up, and we'll be right here.
Hey, y'all, it's Justin at Anytime Fitness Rowlett, and I got my buddy
Brandon Jenkins, Member Experience Manager.
If you're looking for a gym with 24-hour access that is interested in helping you become a better you,
and anytime accountability so you don't slip between the cracks,
come see us at Anytime Fitness Rowlett, located at
Doll Rock and 66 in Rowlett, Texas.
We'll see you here soon.
YouTube, Anytime Fitness Rowlett, see what we're all about. And you can reach us at 972-475-7575.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Chang Lee's Taekwondo in Rowlett. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, our mission is to spread the art of Taekwondo to everyone who's willing to learn with an open mind and train with enthusiasm. Our goal is to instill you a healthy lifestyle with a disciplined mind and body. At our school, we strive to provide a professional, warm, welcoming, and educational environment for all, and you will learn and advance at your own pace. That's at Chang Lee's Taekwondo, located at 2212 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 100 in Rowlett, or give them a call at 963-506-4483, or check them out on the web at www.mychanglees.com.
You're not like everyone else. No, you are a penny picker-upper. And you realize that a found penny isn't just a penny, it's the world's tiniest trophy. In honor of your savings savvy, CC's is dropping 1 million special pennies on the sidewalks around our restaurants, some with much more than a penny. It's what you'd expect from the home of the endless pizza buffet for $5 and change. So get to it. There's a penny out there with your name on it.
Need new brakes? We're stopping at Don Mobile Brake Service, and we come to you when your brakes are wearing out or need repair. Want your brakes fixed at work? No problem. While you're at the gym, we're there. Prefer time at home with the kids? We're on our way. Get a free estimate at DallasBrakes.com. We come to you, DallasBrakes.com.
Rowlett Boys Basketball is being brought to you by ACG Medical Supply, located on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66 in the Timberlake Shopping Center. Your location for knee, ankle, and elbow braces, as well as CPAP machine needs. Check them out on the web at acgmedical.net. And welcome back into Rowlett High School on our ACG Medical Supply halftime show. David Gampler, the owner of ACG Medical. Let's talk a little bit about your store, because you're kind of like a pillar to the community here in Rowlett, being where you've been for as long as you have.
Thanks for saying that. You're bragging for me. I appreciate it. We're at the corner of Rowlett Road and Highway 66. We've been here since 99. Real proud to be a part of the community.
Definitely a pillar. I say that pillar because when you have a business open for 13 years, that is a cornerstone in reality.
Well, at the end of 98, we looked east and west and north and south and did our research, and we thought Rowlett and met some of the people in Rowlett, really felt like that was a growing community and great people living there, and so it was just a good vibe that we got off the community. We wanted to be a part of it.
CPAP machine needs, I'm up there. I mean, a bigger guy that I am, I need CPAP machine. Name some of the other things that people may not know that you got in your store.
Well, we do carry supplies for CPAP machine. We do have things like reachers and lift chairs for someone that has a hard time getting up out of a chair. Lift chairs are an excellent piece of furniture made in America, along with the vehicle lifts that would carry a scooter or an electric wheelchair made in America. We're proud to offer those and service those manufacturers, Harmar and Golden Technologies.
You also supply help and support with insurance companies and billings, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, that's accurate. We file claims every day. We've got two ladies that's their job is to work through the insurance to either file a claim to get you reimbursed on a piece of equipment that you purchased or to get your deductibles taken care of and your copays met.
A lot of people pick up the phone and call ACG Medical. Who are some of your clients that you work with on a daily basis?
A lot of nurses and doctors and pharmacists call when they're looking for medical equipment, or maybe they have questions about medical equipment. Things like repairs to scooters or things that relate to wound care. The hospital will call from time to time for parts on manual wheelchairs. We have a lot of products in the showroom available to treat different instances. If there was injuries, we have braces for ankles and knees and elbows and back for kids and adults. Lots of bathroom equipment, mobility supplies like scooters and electric wheelchairs.
He is David Gamper. He is the owner of ACG Medical Supply located on Rowlett Road and the 66. I'd like to thank you for your time and here on the ACG Medical Halftime Show.
Thanks.
Need new brakes? Stop on a Dime. Mobile Brake Service brings the expert mechanic and quality parts to you. We arrive when we say we will. Finish the job in about an hour and guarantee our work. In fact, we'll put our brake work up against any reputable shop. Get a free estimate at DallasBrakes.com. We come to you, DallasBrakes.com.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop. At 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
Hi, this is Xavius Hogan with Sparkle the Cleaning Service. With the holidays right around the corner, parties being planned, or family coming or going, you want your house clean. Call Sparkle the Cleaning Service. The number is 214-282-4366. Or you can visit us on the web at www.sparkletcs.com. And remember to like us on Facebook.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about the 6th annual Rockwall's Got Talent Talent Show, and it's just around the corner. Rockwall Community Playhouse is searching for the best talent in the DFW area. Auditions will be held by appointment only on February 14th at the Rockwall High School Theater. Semifinals will be held on February 27th, with the finals following on March 6th at that same venue. All proceeds from this event will benefit the Capital Campaign Fund for a new 300-seat theater complex that will be built not far from the theater's current location. Check out www.rockwallcommunityplayhouse.org for more information.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to save money on your auto insurance? Get an alarm, drive less,
taxi,
graduate, bundle policies, don't get pulled over, make automatic payments,
beep, boop, beep, beep, boop,
and of course, talk to farmers. Because the more you know about auto insurance, the more you can save.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at farmers.com.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, telling you to stop on by Trey Tenney's office, located at 8126 Lakeview Parkway in Rowlett, or give him a call at 972-412-4665. That's 972-412-4665.
There's nothing that beats good home-cooked barbecue.
Since 1941, Dickey's Barbecue has done all the cooking and you take all the credit. Don't forget, for your next event, call the catering guy at 972-345-6424. That number again is 972-345-6424. Come see us today at our Rowlett location, 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110 in the Target Shopping Center. Whether you want to eat in or take it home, we will fix you up. Come visit us today at 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110 in the Target Shopping Center. Also, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Dickies Rowlett. For lip-smacking, rib-tickling, knee-slapping, foot-stomping, great-tasting barbecue, come see us at Dickies Barbecue today.
Okay, we are back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of your Rowlett Eagles, as the Eagles have a 1-point lead, 31-30. Let's go over the points. All right, as we get. Now to the top. Back this. Tries to beat under the basket. Calawale was going to pull the key. He decided to keep the cock. As the mentor brings the ball back out, he's going to go left. They get it to Calawale. No good. Rebound. Come down again, this Yellow Jacket. Williams kicks it out to the top. Now, and it's good, and he gets the 3-point play. Underneath. Eagles are going to ball 35-30. The ball to Mentor. Mentor on the right hand. It's a Powell, and then Calawale back to Mentor on the right hand side. Now going left to Calawale, playing catch a little bit on the baseline. Powell is going to pull up about 15 footer. No good. Rebound coming down to Shoemaker and the Yellow Jackets. 31 as well, and driving the paint out to the other side to B. The Yellow Jacket's going to make the ball. 35-31 for the Yellow Jacket. As gets it to Powell, puts up the shot, and it's gone. To draw the 3-point. Oliver Powell. Oliver Powell and the Eagles. So, quick break out on the court. That means we're going to take the same break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. You're listening to coverage of the Rowlett Eagles, so we will be right back.
There is nothing that beats good home-cooked barbecue. Since 1941, Dickey's Barbecue has done all the cooking, and you take all the credit. Whether you want real Texas brisket, Virginia ham, southern pulled pork, or fall-off-the-bone ribs, Dickey's Barbecue is the place to go. Choose from our favorite sides of barbecue beans, creamy coleslaw, potato salad, jalapeno beans, and many more. Come see us today at our Rowlett location, 5701.
All right, we are back here. Barbecue pit located at the George Bush and Route. Hold over there. All right. gets blocked there on the other side there. Possession of the ball down 30. Tries to feed Powell, and he draws the foul, though. See who they give this one to. They're going to give it to Galloway, and the Eagles maintain possession of the ball. As handling it out of bounds is going to be Mentor, looking for the alley. Oop, 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 and they give it to Powell, and the shot is up, and he draws the foul. And they're going to give that foul to Shoemaker. And so to the line for the Rowlett Eagles is going to be Oliver Powell. On the evening, puts up the first shot, no good. Substitution, Shoemaker coming out and Kindred coming in for the Yellow Jackets. So it's going to be Kindred, Johnson, Edwards, second, and Smith is out on the court. All right, they get it up. Oop, 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 to Terry. Oop, 38-37 in favor of your Eagles, 3:40 left to go in the third. Here in the third quarter, 3 minutes, 13 seconds, and they try the alley-oop to Edwards again. This time it goes in. So now it's 39-38 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. Kalawali with the ball, kicks it out to Barry Hill. Three-pointer, good! Barry Hill brings the three. He's got eight. Now the Yellow Jackets with the ball. Handling is Galloway. He drives the paint, but he's going to be fouled there by Minter. 41-39, 3:13 left to go here in this third quarter. As your Eagles trying to maintain the lead and lose it, and they get it back. So the Yellow Jackets now with the ball underneath their own basket. In substitution, one's going to come in for Minter. As Mentor, that's his third foul. So it's Mentor, Barry Hill, Taylor, Powell, and Kalawali on the floor for the Eagles. And they get the ball inbounded, and they get it to Kindred. Now he pops a three-pointer. Good. Smith with the three-pointer. He's got 11, and the Eagles bring the ball down the court really quick. Warren with the ball now gets it to Kalawali right-hand side. Kalawali now gets it to Barry Hill. He pops a three-pointer. Good. How about Barry Hill on fire from three? He's got 11, three three-pointers, and they try to feed under the basket to Kindred, and it's blocked twice there by Oliver Powell, and the ball comes up to Barry Hill, now getting to Warren. Warren drives the paint, gets it out to Barry Hill, now about to Taylor in three-point land, on the left-hand side of the lane, shot, no good, rebound Powell, and he goes up hard, and he gets fouled. And this is going to be a good game here for the rest of the night. I could just tell. 44-42, 2 minutes, 23 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And going to the line again for your Rowlett Eagles is Oliver Powell. He's been there quite a bit here tonight. He's got 10 on the evening. There's his 11th shot. 11.7 points a game for your Eagles. So he's right there at that 11. Looking for the second shot. Stan Blackman in the house tonight. Second shot up is good for Oliver Powell. 12 points for him. Stan Blackman, former coach of the Rowlett Eagles, in the house. Here come the Yellow Jackets. They kick it out to Galloway. Puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is going to come down to Oliver Powell. And they're going to get the jump ball. And the ball's in the possession. Arrow is going to... Oh, no. They're going to give him the foul. Let's see what they're going to do here. All right. So the Eagles are in the box. And they're... make his way to the free throw line. He's been on it a lot tonight. So now, Oliver Powell looking to put in the another one. He does. Points for Oliver and your Rowlett Eagle. So he's going to try to get another one in, try to extend the lead here for the Eagles. It's 47-42, 2:13 left to go. And the shot is up, and it's good. Oliver Powell, 14 points, 48-42, 2 minutes, 8 seconds. Yellow Jackets push the ball down the court. They get it over to Galloway, who drives the paint. And you go good rebound a couple of times, but it, let's see what there's going to be a foul. They're going to give it to – who are they going to give it to? And they can't decide which one they're going to give it to. They're going to the line, so it's Galloway's going to take the shot. Let's see who they're going to call the foul on. Okay, they're going to give it to Taylor. Okay, hit him in the back of the head is what they're saying. So Taylor will probably have to be coming out here. That's his third on the evening. And the ball's going to be out of bounds to the Yellow Jackets underneath their own basket. Get it to Edwards. Now back in there. Tried to get it over to Galloway. They see the other side. Now going the other way with the ball with C. And he's going to back it out and set up a play. He's going to kick it over to Castillo. Castillo's going to go to the right-hand side. Now he goes left. He's met there by Eagles and gets it to Galloway. Galloway, he drives the paint, kicks it back out to the other side to B. They can't get into the paint. Good defense by the Eagles. And running, it took them about 4 seconds. Rebound, comes down to the Eagles and Powell. And now they get it to Warren. Now Taylor with the ball. Pops it by a 10-foot buzzer. And a slam, and there's going to be a timeout on the court being called by the Yellow Jackets as the Rowlett Eagles are up 50-42 with a minute and 24 left to go in the third. Quick breakout on the court. We'll take the same break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network will be right back.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to save money on your auto insurance, get an alarm, drive less,
taxi,
graduate, bundle policies, don't get pulled over, make automatic payments,
beep, boop, beep, beep, boop,
and of course, talk to Farmers. Because the more you know about auto insurance, the more you can save.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, telling you to stop on by Trey Tenney's office, located at 8126 Lakeview Parkway in Rowlett, or give him a call at 972-412-4665. That's 972-412-4665. 8-point lead for your Rowlett Eagles as the Yellow Jackets inbound the ball on a full court press by the Eagles, and they push the ball down. They do. They get it over to the other side. Edwards under the basket, and he's going to lose it, but they get it back there. B has the ball. B is going to go one way. Now he's going to go back out to the top. He circles around and drives the paint, puts up the shot from about 5 foot, and Taylor's going to get his fourth foul. He will be sitting down. Here comes Herbert. And that's his fourth foul on the evening. And it's going to the line for the Yellow Jacket. As B puts up the first one's good. B has now 5 points here. He's a 6'1 guard senior for this Yellow Jacket team. Now he's going to try to add his 6 points. And try to bring it within six. Shot no good. Rebound. Got to come down to the Eagles. Now he has losing the ball with Galloway. And he had to try to throw it back in. And Warren couldn't get to it fast enough. 1:01 left to go in the third quarter. With the ball. Handling it. And they get it out to Galloway. Galloway on the left-hand side. He's going to be there with Berryhill.
Now they shoot it over to B. B now circling. Now kicks it back out to the top. Handling now is Castile. Castile driving the right-hand lane. Tries to dish it to Edwards. It's stolen by the Eagles. Here comes Warren the other way. Kicks it down to Barry Hill and three-point land gone! Barry Hill on fire from 3 points, 14 points. Now they shoot it on a fast break down the court to Lewis, and he puts it off of the glass. It's now 53-45 in favor of the Eagles. Warren drives the paint. He dishes it to Powell. Now Barry Hill again. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound's going to come down to Castile. He's going to push it up the court. Kick it out to the right-hand side. And B had it. Put up the three-pointer, no good. Follow with Edwards. And a rebound by Powell. And Herbert has the ball. 4 seconds left. And Barry Hill, 1 second, puts up the three-pointer, no good. But that is exciting end of the third quarter, 53-45. Breakout on the court. We'll take that same break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. This is going to be a good one. We'll be right back.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about the Rockwell Community Playhouse. They're celebrating their 20th season, where you'll find drama, comedy, and musical productions for all ages, and they're a nonprofit organization. Our next show is Romeo and Juliet. That opens up in February. Tickets go on sale soon. We also want to see you on our stage, so mark your calendar for February 7th and come on out and audition for Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. Show opens in March. Tickets can be purchased through our website at www.rockwallcommunityplayhouse.org, located at 609 East Russ Street, off of downtown Rockwall Square.
Back at Rowlett High School, it's Sonny Clark, the third man sports radio for coverage of the Rowlett Eagles. 55 in favor of the Eagles as we start this fourth. Not. Oh. Court means there's a timeout here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Xavius Hogan with Sparkle the Cleaning Service. With the holidays right around the corner, parties being planned, or family coming or going, you want your house clean. Call Sparkle the Cleaning Service. The number is 214-282-4366. Or you can visit us on the web at www.sparkletcs.com. And remember to like us on Facebook.
Need new brakes? We're Stop on a Dime Mobile Brake Service, and we come to you when your brakes are wearing out or need repair. Want your brakes fixed at work? No problem. While you're at the gym, we're there. Prefer time at home with the kids? We're on our way. Get a free estimate at DallasBrakes.com. We come to you, DallasBrakes.com.
Back at Rowlett High School in Clark, the boys basketball. Underneath the Yellow Jackets, and they're going to go with that full court press. They get it into Mentor. Mentor now is going to go ahead and kick it over. Mentor with 3 points, and now that's four on the court. 551-61 for each. That's 13.
14 points for Smith. Mentor with the ball, right side, tried to feed Powell. Powell gets the ball into the basket after it is blocked by the Yellow Jackets. Shot no good, rebound Taylor, and he puts up the shot. Folks, Taylor has four fouls. And when they put it up on the board, they only showed three, so I'm not sure if they have the right amount. As Taylor puts up the shot, first one's no good. 61-50, 11-point lead for your Eagles, 5:28 left to go in the game. Taylor looking for a second shot. Taylor's a 47% shooter. The field. On the court. Let's take the same break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Xavius Hogan with Sparkle the Cleaning Service. With the holidays right around the corner, parties being planned, or family coming or going, you want your house clean. Call Sparkle the Cleaning Service. The number is 214-282-4366. Or you can visit us on the web at www.sparkletcs.com. And remember to like us on Facebook.
There is nothing that beats good home-cooked barbecue. Since 1941, Dickey's Barbecue has done all the cooking and you take all the credit. Come see us today at our Rowlett location, 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110 in the Target Shopping Center. Whether you want to eat in or take it home, we will fix you up. Come visit us today at 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110 in the Target Shopping Center. Also, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Dickey's Rowlett. For lip-smacking, rib-tickling, knee-slapping, foot-stomping, great taste in barbecue, come see us at Dickey's Barbecue today.
Sonny Clark here, the radio voice of the Rowlett Boys basketball team. Inviting you to check out ACG Medical Supply, located on the corner of the 66 and Rowlett Road. A name recognized.
Okay, back here at Rowlett High School, they are going to take William. But take. On the court. 2 seconds left to go. Breakout on the court. We'll take that same break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We'll be right back.
Sonny Clark here, the radio voice of the Rowlett Boys basketball team. Inviting you to check out ACG Medical Supply, located on the corner of the 66 and Rowlett Road. A name recognized in Rowlett as a professional in the medical supply business for 13 years in the same location. Check them out at the Timberlake Shopping Center and tell them Sonny sent you.
Basketball team, 69-57, 2 minutes 7 seconds left to go. Go through the scoring really quick. Michael Calo-Wally, he shot 17 points, 6 points for 4 points for Mentor, 2 points for Herbert, 6 points for Gromley, 14 points for Berryhill, and 21 for Oliver Powell. He's blowing out his average big time by 9. And the Eagles going left to right on your internet radio dial. Calo-Wally with the ball to Mentor. They're going to play catch out there and try to drag and take some time off of the clock with the minute and 54. They are not interested unless they get that wide open shot. And the passing going around. Calo-Wally on the far left hand side. Calo-Wally now to the far right hand side. Mentor waiting for some. Now back to Kalawali. Now Kalawali, he goes ahead, he drives it. Now they kick it back out to the top, and now they're going to go into attack mode by the Yellow Jackets, and Kalawali with the ball. They're playing the stall game, and they back it out. Now coming up now, Kalawali drives and fakes the shot. Now he puts up the shot. No good. Rebound's going to come down to the Yellow Jackets, and Castile kicks it out to Smith. Going to push it up the court. He's going to stop, and now he gets it to Edwards. Edwards to the left-hand side. He cuts up a little further. Good for Edwards. And there's going to be a timeout on the court again by the Yellow Jackets. Minute 8 seconds, 10-point lead for your Rowlett Eagles. Breakout on the court means that there's a break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and your Rowlett Eagles radio network will be right back.
Today, we will be reading The Week After Christmas, Anytime Fitness Rowlett. 'Twas the week after Christmas, all through Rowlett. Everyone ate way too much, and their bellies they pet. Their schedules were busy, no time for the gym. But they ran into club manager Justin. We're open 24/7, come and go as you may. Sign up this month, and only a dollar you'll pay. We have weights and cardio, everything you'll need. Work out here, and your gains you will feed. So this January, join for a dollar. Tell a friend. Your journey to greatness has just begun. At Anytime Fitness Rowlett, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Come in to Anytime Fitness Rowlett during the month of January and join for just $1. Get your first month free. And for a friend to join for a dollar, get another month free for each friend that joins. Join for a dollar.
We are back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Coverage of the Rowlett Eagles, 69-59, 10-point lead for your Eagles. Going left to right on your internet dial as they bring get the victory here tonight. That's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Make sure you join us tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., as the regular show that we do on Saturday. Called the Break It Down Show. Catch that on Saturday and then Sunday. That being said, it's a round table where we talk about anything and everything that is sports out on the in whether it's basketball, football, and lots of games. Dallas Cowboys actually in action this week against the Green Bay. I almost said Green Bay Blizzard of the Indoor Football League, the Green Bay Packers. As also, the Couch Potato Sports Show is your radio home of the Texas Revolution of Champion Indoor Football. So make sure you check out that league as we cover those games here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So for everybody involved, I'm Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, and I'm on my way home, hon. See you later, everybody. Bye-bye.